Good morning. I'm going to go ahead and open up the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 64B. The purpose of this meeting is to consider proposed amendments to SB 64B. Legislative Council has drafted the proposed Conference Committee amendments to the bill, and I'm going to ask Josh to please kind of give us an overview of what the amendment will do.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 64 updates terminology in the criminal code. Both the House and the Senate passed a version of the bill that replaces the phrase mental disease or defect with the phrase qualifying mental disorder. Both chambers also included language in the bill articulating the legislative intent to replace this term without disturbing the underlying law, including expressly preserving the validity of appellate cases that have interpreted the phrase mental disease or defect. The dash B7 is for the conference committee today, and the amendment uses a preamble rather than a statutory provision to clearly express this legislative intent to preserve the substance of current law. With the dash B7 amendment, Senate Bill 64 has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
All right, thank you. So, discussions regarding the amendments.
That puts the bill back the way it came out of the Senate. Is that right?
It does. And I think just for, as we some of us have discussed, what we wanted to do was to make a change in the terminology that has been used for many years. And at the same time, we didn't want to have it recaptured, I guess, into the statute. So the approach that the B7s will give us will ensure that the legislative intent of the previous phrase is still part of our body of law. So mental disease and defect, all the case law will still stay in place and will still be used to guide and direct, but we will in fact just use the new term of a qualifying mental disease, I believe.
Disorder.
I support that, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you. Any other discussion? Any? All right.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the B7 amendments to Senate Bill 64B.
Representative Barker moves for the adoption of the B7 amendments into 64B, Senate Bill 64B. Any further discussion? Any objections to the motion? Not hearing any. So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move the Senate concur in the House amendments dated June 6th and that the bill be further amended with the B7 amendments and repassed.
Representative Barker moves that the Senate concur in the House amendments dated June 6th and that the bill be further amended with the B7 amendments and be repassed. Discussion. Any objections? So ordered. Those are the opinions of the so this is a motion that I will be making. Those are the opinions that the Senate concur in the House amendments dated June 6th and that the bill be further amended with the B7 amendments.
Just made that amendment.
And replaced, say aye, nay. So aye. It looks like that was already done.
Okay. That's the same amendment.
I was thinking we had to do a crossover, but okay, didn't follow the script. Maybe make it the TV time. So I think we've done our work. And yeah, so at this point, what we need are signatures. And so I'll pass the two copies. They'll need to sign twice.
And carriers.
She did say that Senator Thatcher agreed with the amendment. So I don't know if you want to put that
there. Okay.
I don't think you can put that on.
Yeah. What I'll say is that Senator Thatcher has stated that she had no objection to the amendments. She's not here. She is excused from the vote. Unless she comes miraculously through.
Oh, I see.
Carriers.
Yeah, carriers, Przomski or Kerry on the Senate side.
And probably Mitch. Would you like to carry it, Mitch, on the House?
I'd like to, yeah.
Yeah, Mitch.
Okay, and
Representative Greenlick.
Greenlick will be your carry on the House side. And before I adjourn, I'll just want to see if Thatcher's on her way. And she's not, so I'm going to go ahead, unless there, Patsy, is there anything else we need to cover? All right, so we're going to go ahead and adjourn. Gentlemen, thank you all very much.
Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and adjourn. Gentlemen, thank you all very much.
Thank you.